I truthfully enjoy the mornings because the mornings are very quiet. They allow you to really think. They allow you to be one with yourself. They allow you to pretty much, it's kind of like your morning truly starts your day and how your day is going to go and how prosperous you're going to be. And so, even as a kid, I used to love, you know, mornings. And so as an adult, I enjoy waking up 4 or 5 in the morning and just simply laying, just simply thinking, just simply understanding how I'm going to get through my day, how I'm going to do my best to be positive even when shit looks bleak. And, you know, I encourage everybody to, you know, just enjoy the morning, just embrace it. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I'm not a morning person. You know, if you feel that way, I encourage you to get out of it. The mornings are the best time, and I am here to let you know that it couldn't be a better time to think. Listen, today we are going to speak on time. Time is for sure an illusion. And I think that we have been programmed to think otherwise. But we're going to hop into it. We're going to get into it. I definitely dropped another one on y'all ass. Y'all thought I wasn't coming, but I was coming with this heat. I got something to say, baby. Let's get into it.
Welcome to the gorgeous, talented, and non-soft-spoken Black Girls Podcast of Let's Be Honest Podcast. Your favorite podcaster is not only here to be honest her way, but to speak on true self-awareness as well as speaking for the culture. Welcome your host, Ms. Brianna.
Before I get started, I just want to take the time to thank everyone that consistently shows me love. Y'all make me so happy. Like, I can't even explain. Like, y'all really be, like, giving me my flowers, and it's so appreciated. It never goes unnoticed. People tagging me on Instagram, people shouting me out. New people I run into, they're like, oh, hey, you. Like, hey, girl, hey. I appreciate that. It's for real all love and light. I for sure, you know, don't do this for the clout. I do this because, you know, it's needed. I do this because a lot of y'all need hugs. I do this because these were things that I feel like I needed to hear in my life, you know. And it's nothing like being able to pass that along, and, you know, to be able to provide some type of structure outside of the normal shit that we see. And, you know, as always, I appreciate you guys. Do not forget to, subscribe, like, pass this shit along, pass it to your people. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause everybody needs some light, and I'm definitely here for the light. But look, I had to get out here and really speak on this time shit. I briefly had a conversation with my girls, and I love my friends, man. I really do. Like, each one of them bring out a different mindset in me, and it's always good to have those particular women around me. And, you know, sometimes I take it and I'm like, ooh, that's good. Or, ooh, we don't speak about this enough. And these are just one of these things that, you know, this time game that we're up against. And it really, truly starts the day that, you know what I mean? Like, we're bored, right? Like, we're bored. Damn, I'm tripping. It really times, what the entire fuck? It really starts when pretty much the day that we're born. And I never truly sat back and really thought about it. It's like we're born and it's like, oh, you have a birthday, right? And then it's like, okay, the baby's 6 months. The baby should be doing this, right, at this time. Oh, the baby should be talking. Oh, the baby should be cooing. Oh, the baby should be, you know, crawling. The baby should be now walking. The baby, like, there's literally, like, a time from everything. There's a time limit on everything. Up here now, the baby gotta go to school now. Okay, cool. Like, this is, and like, right, like, people like, well, no, that's normal, right? But I just want you to really sit back and think, like, the time limit that we've literally had, like, shit, even before we came out the womb, right? And I know, like, sometimes animals are different. I promise y'all I'm not high. Just walk with me. Walk with me. Follow me. Come on. Come on. We're going to go in the right direction. Like, animals, sometimes they have to sit in, like, the womb, just depending on what type of animal it is. The baby has to sit in the womb for, you know, for a specified time. And even, like, with humans, the baby has to sit in the womb for, like, 9 months. I'm like, okay, cool. It's a time shit, right? So we go from time in the stomach. By the time we're born, we now have this date printed to us saying, this is your birthday. This is the day that you were born. By the time that happens, by 6 months, you got to be able to do this. By a year, you got to be able to do this. By 5 years or 4 years, you should be in school. And then we get in school, right? Y'all walking, y'all coming. Think about this. You get in school, you have 8 hours in school, right? And throughout these 8 hours, you have a time to do these things, right? And then you start taking tests as you go through school, and you have a time to do these things. And then you finish school, and then you have a time. Hey, some people graduate school. Some people graduate high school and they're like, oh, I'm going to go to college. Or then, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to work for this amount of time and then I'm going to go to college. Oh, are y'all walking with me? Look at the fucking time, right? And I'm not even done. And then as we, whether you go to college or whether you decide to work, your parents say you got a time limit. Majority of parents, right? Not all parents. You got a time limit to get your shit together. You either going to go to school, right? Y'all remember that? You either going to go to school. Are you going to work? You ain't just going to sit your ass in this house. You remember that? Time limit, right? Time. Time, 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 time. So then you say, fuck it, I'm going to go to school. You go to college, right? And they're like, okay, you got to spend 4 years here. Time. All right? Then you go, oh, you got to go to class? Yep, you got to choose your classes. Sure, choose your classes. How long is class? 45 to hour. Okay, you sit in that class for a specified time, right? Y'all walking? Y'all walking? I know I sound really everywhere right now, but trust me. We're going to get to our destination. Sometimes the journey is not what we think it's supposed to be. We're getting there, okay? You got to do work. There's a deadline. If you do not do your work by this deadline, you're going to fail. You successfully graduate college. You now are in the real world. Time is not on your side. Hopefully you find you a job that's in the industry that you decided to get in. If you don't, you find a job that's going to make ends meet because you got to pay bills because there's time. And so as much as I'm going to have this conversation with you and say time is an illusion, life has placed out there that time is not an illusion and that you have to have your shit together by this particular time and that you better be by this way, this particular time. And that everything better be in place. And if it's not, you're a fucking sore loser. If it's not, you're a fucking bum. If it's not, you're not great at what you do. If it's not, you're not striving for greatness. Time got a lot of us fucked up. Time has majority of us fucked up. We are literally running around as fucking adults with so much bullshit on our plate, trying to fucking survive currently what we live in right now. Let's not talk about the world that we're currently living in. Like, I feel like shit always happened in the world. But like, again, if you've been listening to me for a while, I don't watch the fucking news. I don't watch the news, especially in my city. I don't watch the news because that shit is devastating. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me some happy shit to watch. Like, if people come to me and be like, oh, did you hear about this? Cool. Sure. All right. We could discuss it. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't want to see this negative shit. It's so much other negative shit. Like, again, depending on your social media and what you consider, I don't give a flying fuck. As long as it's not at my fucking doorstep. if you at my doorstep, then you just gonna have to figure out what the fuck about to happen. And that's just on you. But outside of that, like, I'm not watching the news. I'm not keeping up with the latest bullshit. I'm not keep, like, I don't give a fuck. What is it doing for me? So a lot of times, like, when you put everything into perspective, and I literally just broke this shit down, we are fucked if we look at time. Now, there are certain things that it's like, okay, right? I'm in corporate world. So I have to understand, like, there's this, you know, job here that I have to unfortunately abide by, that I have to abide by their rules and do what they need me to do. So if you have to work 8 to 5, you have to work 8 to 5. And then you have entrepreneurs in the real world, and it's like, I'm doing this shit 24-hour thing. I got to do this by this particular time. It's all a mind fuck. But it also is a mental thing. Let's fuck it. Everything is a mental thing. You choose it. You choose how you want to live your life. You choose the way that you will naturally flow. These are your choices. But I'm here to let you know that time is, baby, an illusion. We've high-key been lied to. We've been lied to. We've been forced. We've been pushed into this space of this better be done by this. And if it's not, there are consequences to it. Prime example. My women. We have been prone to think that a man a man completes us when it's truly us that completes us. We have been prone to think that if we do not have a man, then we are losers, that we're not good enough, that we're simply not beautiful, that our curves don't fit here. Or maybe we need a BBL to look great. Or, you know, maybe we need some injections in our face. Or maybe, you know, maybe we need to go. We have been trained to think that if a man is not by our side, and that if we don't find this man by the age of 30, most of us, and we don't have that white picket fence, and we don't have that dog, and we don't have those kids, that we are not it. Time has pushed us to say, girl, if you're not married in your 30s, you're just never going to get married. What? Or maybe society is so fucked up that we, y'all, I'm so tired of listening to men bash black women. I'm so tired of men telling a woman what the fuck she should be. If you don't shut the fuck up and sit the fuck down. I say it all the time, bitch, I blame you and your mama. And yes, I said bitch, because y'all be acting like it. Like, stop it. Y'all never want a woman to say what a man should be doing, but y'all be the main ones. I'm literally, like, disgusted with black men speaking on black women consistently. The shit is annoying. It's a proper way to communicate and have a conversation, but this blaming shit is weird. And y'all are part of the fucking problem, and y'all think that y'all not. I'm here to tell you, you are. And if my voice changes, it's simply because I am fucking tired of it. I'm tired of seeing clips. I'm tired of seeing videos about it. I'm tired. Tired. Y'all don't think y'all a lot to deal with, black men? Like, for real. Y'all a lot to deal with, and now y'all want poly relationships. Bitch, you could barely deal with one. Now you want four? Like, let's for real. Like, for real. Like, let's talk about it. And then you want to shame the woman that's not married. You want to shame the woman that's not having kids. You want to shame the woman because she decided to choose her career. And at the end of the day, like, if I had this conversation, I've had this conversation with plenty of men. You will have those men that will tell you, oh, well, you had to choose. Ah, it's not a choice. Y'all mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers, they was dying on the inside working from home. Listening to y'all so-called goddamn daddies.
daddies was barely fucking raising y'all. But y'all want to tell another woman how the fuck they should live. Get the fuck out of here. When I hear men say, oh, a woman with one child or two children, yeah, her value goes down. Her value goes down. And some may listen to me right now. Because, see, I like to flip this coin. Some may listen to me right now and say, oh, she's just mad because she got a child. Or, oh, she's just mad because she not married. Bitch, what? Let me tell y'all what it takes to actually physically have a fucking marriage. Any type of relationship in any marriage is fucking work. And I say it consistently. A lot of y'all don't fucking want to do the fucking work. Y'all don't know what it takes to truly sit down and say, hey, everybody's so concerned and so fucking worried about finding love, but you not even love yourself. You not love. You fucking wreak havoc on everybody. You annoying as fuck. You're in fucking considerate. You're stubborn as fuck. Like, it's so many things that I could say about people just in general. Like, the basic things, the basic, like, principles, the basic respect. Everybody feel like you don't know how to communicate. We all don't know how to communicate. But it's this timing thing that's on it where I'm seeing black men say, oh, yeah, if a woman has a child, like, she loses her value. And depending on how many children she have. Now, we're not going to sit up here and act like bitches with 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids and maybe 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 baby daddies. It's like, sis, did you not get the point? Did you not figure it out? Okay, you had to learn your lesson at child 4. Respect. But let that person be on their journey. That's not for you to fucking judge. It's a lot of shit that you've done in your life that I'm sure that you won't open up your closet and tell people. And even if you do, once you tell them, whether they're going to fuck with you or not based on their morals, based on what they think it is, yo, then what do we say to the men? Oh, you slept with over 200 women? Oh, you think that's feasible? Nah, my body count different, my G. I don't want to fuck with you. Like, I don't understand. I say all this to say, ladies, if you're struggling to find, you know, and not even find, if you're struggling and you're in the dating world and you're running into, you know, weird men or men that, you know, don't love themselves or men that don't appreciate themselves or men that have never even tried to even work through whatever the fuck they may be going through, because we all have an internal battle. Like, if you're out there struggling, like, baby, it may be you, but it also just may be them. And this just means loving on yourself a little bit harder and taking care of you and taking care of your responsibilities. Last week, I think on Instagram, shit was floating around in regards to like this black woman, I think she came out, I don't know if it was on Twitter, but she was pretty much saying like at the age of 44, you know, she was finally getting married. And she was pretty much saying, like, damn, like, I'm glad I didn't get married in my 30s. Like, a lot of the shit that I know now, I didn't know in my 30s, in my 20s. And like, it's this show right now on Netflix called The Ultimatum. And these young adults are on here and they're like, oh, yeah, you better marry me or else. Oh, yeah, we better have kids or else. And like, when I go back and think about it and I think about my 20s, like, I could never imagine myself being married in my 20s. The work that I literally put in now, you know what I'm saying? Throughout my relationship, like I could never imagine being married in my 20s. Do you know how big of a deal that is? Like, and people think marriage is just like, oh yeah, it's butterfly. It's not. Like, it's a financial situation. It's a debt situation. Like, it's beneficial to the family legacy. You know what I mean? Like, don't get that twisted, but you got to work to that point. And a lot of y'all don't like to work. You know, people don't realize, like, if we both went to college and we both have debt, like, once you get together, nigga, all that debt comes together. People don't realize that. People don't realize now we got to file our taxes together. People don't realize we had kids before we got married, one person on child support, maybe a person not paying any child support. People, like, don't understand those things. Like, it's more than just the love aspect. It's more than just raising kids aspect. it's a bigger understanding to life. And because now we have time put on it, you're rushing to the altar to marry someone that you rarely fucking know. You've lived a certain way throughout your entire life. And now you get married and it's like, okay, where's the time? And you look up 20 years later, you figured that you've been married to a person that you barely even like. It's a time thing that's fucking us up, Brody. I never say Brody. That sounds really weird, but it just came out because I'm just like, it's fucking us up. Like, it's truly doing a lot to us. And it's weird, man. And I just, I encourage everybody to take a second in the morning to think. Just take a second for yourself. Like, we're really allowing, you know what I'm saying? Like, these minutes, these seconds, these hours to, like, swell up our entire life. And we think that if we're not great or in millions by 35, that, like, everything is the end of the world, and it's not. Some people don't get into the brink or be successful into their 40s. Like, I'm loving the 30s. 30s is cool, but damn, like, the 40s seem fire as hell. You got a little wisdom under you. You know what I'm saying? You've learned, you've loved, you've lost. You know what I mean? Pain don't feel like pain anymore emotionally, right? Your body may be a little different. But like, if you taking care of yourself, you're eating right, you're doing all the most positive things that you can, right? And again, every day won't be a positive day, right? But it's like, damn, like, and in an awkward weird way, like, I'm talking about like my 40s, but also like, it's still a time thing. I'm unconsciously still talking about time. And it's because we've been so programmed to think about that. But I encourage anybody that's struggling right now. I encourage anybody that, you know, is trying to figure out a way just to make it. You know, trying to find time for your business and also find time to sleep. Trying to find time for your partner. Also trying to have time for you. Trying to make time for your kids and also try to make time for just being able to stay consistent with, you know, exercising, with dieting, with, you know, making sure you still make time for friends, making sure you have time. Like, I encourage you to truly just take a breath. And understand that everything is going to work out the way that it's supposed to work out. I feel like timing comes in with like trying to control the narrative. And, you know, I've given up in the space of trying to control the narrative. I don't care to control anything anymore. What comes to me, comes to me. What goes for me, goes for me. Like, and that's just where I'm at. And it's not always easy for me, you know, like it's not, I don't wake up every day and be like, yeah, so I would be lying to you if I said that, you know, I didn't feel pressured at work with the deadlines. I'd be lying to you if I say I didn't feel the pressure of making sure my kid got up on time so I can make sure, you know, I get her the proper breakfast and I love on her and I provide for her in the morning before it was time for her to get to school. Like, I'd be lying to you. You know, I don't want to think about, let's be honest. And, you know, it's a reason why I've been able to drop over, you know, more than 100 episodes. It's a reason why I've been able to push out the content. I don't feel pushed or compelled to do, let's be honest. I just do it. And if I do feel like, oh, I got to do it, I got to do it, I got to do it, then I won't do it. And I say that consistently. I don't want to feel like this is a job. I don't want to feel like I have to do this. Like, and people who fuck with me and people who've been sitting around and people who've been listening to me at the end of the day, like, you fuck with it. You know where I'm at. You don't feel no type of way. And if you haven't listened to an episode, you just go back and listen to an old one. And a lot of people don't understand that. And that is my spectrum when it comes to time. If I feel like if I got to force it, I don't want it. So when I get on here and I literally giving you the best that I got, I'm not in the mood to sing, but y'all got me, my Anita Baker. I get on here and I give you the best that I got, it's because that's the best that I have. And I'm giving you that because I want to pour into you. I desire to pour into you. Not because I have to pour into you. Not because, let's be honest, it's due on Wednesday. And if I don't do it on Wednesday, then people aren't going to like me. Then people are going to be mad at me. Nope. People that fuck with me, fuck with me. So look, get out of that space. Yes, you may have to be on time to work. Yes, you may have to meet this deadline. But when it comes to your life and what's best for you, take that nap. Take that walk. Make that phone call to your mother. Call y'all mamas. Damn. Call your daddies. Call your elders. That's important. Take that nap. Take that walk. Call your parents. Oh, man. Take some time to meditate in the morning. Take that second that you technically don't have, but you have. For real. If you haven't done so already, take a moment. Oh, man. Still unconsciously talking about time, but it's there, but it's not there. But take that second, take that moment to, you know, be one with yourself and quiet everything around you. And just love on yourself. Allow your brain to relax. Allow your body to relax. Take a few deep breaths in. And just understand that everything will work out the way that it needs to work out. It's your girl, Les Brianna's Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I love you. I appreciate you. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day.
If no one has told you this today, Les Brianna's appreciates you. See you next week for some more Self-Help Wednesday love.